Everybody, Ryan O'Halloran, along with Jace Kursky for Bills Win on Sunday. This is a further review of that game, a new podcast, a new production for us here. We'll be with you the day after each Bills game. Bills beat the Cardinals, rallied from 14 down to win. They're 1-0 going into Thursday night's game. First topic, Jay, I'll tee you up on Greg Rousseau with three sacks. Contract drive is in full gear. Mm-hmm. How important will he be moving forward if he can sort of continue this kind of impact pace?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for the Bills defense, right, to have some star power, right, because they lost it. They lost it in Matt Milano. They lost it in Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer this offseason. Von Miller is not the player that the Bills hoped they were getting when they signed Von Miller. He's not the, you know, the in his prime Denver Broncos future Hall of Famer Von Miller anymore. He can still be effective, hopefully, for this team, and we saw a little bit of that yesterday. But Rousseau is the type of player who can change a game, right? And I think probably the most accurate way to sum up his career to this point has been good, but maybe not quite great. And when you look at Greg Rousseau, and I've thought this really since the Bills drafted him, I mean, even amongst elite professional athletes, he just looks different. His size, his speed is special, even for NFL defensive ends. And it's just been a matter of, you know, staying healthy, one, and then putting it all together. He's been a really good run defender. He's been an effective pass rusher at times. But has he been the type of player that opposing offensive coordinators say, we got a game plan to stop this guy? I don't know that you can accurately, consistently say that about him. Well, if he can back up performances like he had against the Cardinals week in and week out, that's exactly what he's going to, you know, become. And it's really what this Bills defense needs him to become. Von Miller is not afraid of hyperbole, right? We know that. But yesterday in their postgame press conference, they did it together. Von Miller said he's got he called him one of the five best pass rushers in the NFL. Now, I don't know if he's there right now, but if he could get there, I mean, how big would that be for the Bills defense? And we've seen dominant performances from Greg Rousseau. You go back to that Pittsburgh game in the preseason, 11 snaps, and he was dominant in that game. And then he carried that over, and Sean McDermott made this point. It's good to see a player carry over the work from the summer and the preseason into the regular season. Greg Rousseau did that, and I think, like I said, if he can build on that performance, it's going to be big for the Bills defense overall.
Yeah, and I'll, real quick on Von, I mean, let's face it, our expectations are tepid because of the age, because of the injury. But to him get two pressures, had a sack, I mean, yes, he didn't touch the quarterback, but he pushed the offensive tackle into Kyler Murray. I think that's anything that Von can do is a bonus. And the 2 points on Rousseau that I liked, and you started your story with this, everything is there physically. But, you know, the ankle has been an issue, you know, lower body, but I liked how the Bills flipped him to the other side against the backup right tackle, and he just pushed Beecham back for a play. So I think that was encouraging. And if Rousseau can create constant pressure or consistent pressure, it allows Bobby Babbage to rush four. He won't have mm-hmm. to mess around with a safety or a nickel or a linebacker to sort of, rush the quarterback. So I think that was probably, if you had to rank all the things on defense, that was probably the most encouraging sign was Greg Rousseau's debut, which he carried over from that Pittsburgh preseason game.
Yeah, Ryan, I thought your point on Von was a good one. I mean, listen, yeah, he didn't touch the quarterback, but that was an effective pass rush. That's what they need from him. And if you can couple that with what you get from Rousseau, I think as a whole, that defensive line and that edge rusher group in particular can be effective. And Rousseau used the term four equals one. I like that approach because Rousseau showed yesterday that he's going to have to be in a player that opposing offensive lines account for. That's going to open up opportunities for be it Von, be it Ed Oliver in the middle. I think other guys are going to benefit if offenses have to pay more attention to Rousseau. And Ryan, you touched on it in the beginning. This was not a good defensive effort in the first half in particular. Arizona scored every time they touched the ball. And Bobby Babbage was searching for some answers. Certainly Greg Rousseau's performance provided one of them, but I think there was a change in game plan, too, from Babbage. What did you see in going back and rewatching this game from the Bills' first-year defensive coordinator, first-time calling plays defensive coordinator?
Yeah, Bobby turned up the pressure, and you know, Arizona made it look pretty easy in that first half. They were able to get to the perimeter. I had the Bills with five missed tackles. which is sort of common in a week one. You know, in the first half, I had the Bills rushing five or more on only 3 out of 22 Murray dropbacks. So that's 13%. In the second half, 7 out of 16, so nearly half. And, you know, I looked at that final drive where the Cardinals are in plus territory, and the last four Murray dropbacks, rush 5, rush 5, rush 6, very aggressive, considering that you're sacrificing somebody downfield and the Cardinals could have hit a long pass. But on those four plays, Murray was 1 of 4 for 7 yards. And, you know, what I liked out of Babich was he was rushing. He wasn't just blitzing the same person every time. On those four plays, Lewis and Bernard, Williams and Hamlin, Williams and Bernard, Lewis and Bernard. So he was dropping a guy. He was dropping an edge player in the zone coverage, either the Russo or Miller. And then they're replacing that with a linebacker and then an extra player. So, you know, it's probably something you can't live on. But I think if you're the Bills defensive staff, you trust Douglas, you trust Benford. They probably trusted Jamarcus Ingram more than we did in that last drive. But I think this was an interesting test for Bobby Babich in his first game, first regular season game. Hey, I had this plan in the first half. It wasn't working out. Let's try and flip that script. And it did help. And, you know, when you rush 5 and you rush 6, that creates some one-on-ones for Russo, for Miller, interior-wise. I think Daquan Jones had a hit on one of those plays. So I think it was a productive first game for Bobby Babich as the coordinator.
I think the numbers reflect that, right? Kyler Murray, 5 of 12 in the second half. I think it was 31 passing yards. To your point, which I really like, you trust your cornerbacks. They may be the strength of this defense, particularly on the outside with Benford and Douglas. And if you do, particularly against Arizona, right, this is going to be a different story Thursday night against Miami when you got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. The Cardinals wide receiver group, I don't think is all that impressive. Marvin Harrison Jr., still a rookie, obviously a bright future for him, but I think you are able to maybe feel a little bit more comfortable sending that type of pressure against that group of wideouts than you will in the future. But, you know, I think the overall point here is a really good one. Babich had to make some changes, and he wasn't afraid to do so, and they were effective. They were effective enough to get them a victory, which they really needed.
Yeah, and they didn't let McBride hurt them. I mean, when he caught it, he was tackled. And if I had to nitpick Arizona's play calling, is Harrison's playing in his first game. They didn't really try and get him going. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't try and throw a bubble just to get it in his hands. You know, they didn't run some kind of like orbit motion where he could get sort of a free release. So, I mean, that's the Cardinals' problem to figure out. But maybe the Bills had something to do with that as well. So, it's just to wrap up this part. You know, for me, it was a solid debut for Babich. You know, now the thing is you got to sort of correct the, you know, sort of the third and long stuff. But, you know, I don't think that's going to be a problem every week because they're not facing a mobile quarterback every week. Well, this Bills defense was already out Matt Milano for several months, and it took, you know, 7 plays to lose Taron Johnson with a forearm injury. Let's talk about that ripple effect, Jay, because this is, you know, it was a huge factor in this game, and depending on his status moving forward, what's plan A for the Bills and how did it work out minus Johnson?
Yeah, it's Cam Lewis. It's a guy they really trust, the UB player. He's at a really I think his career and the story of his career is one of perseverance, right? He is, you know, scrapped and clawed. He's been practice squad. He's been active roster. He's been cut. And he's developed himself into kind of an integral part of this secondary in terms of his versatility. He can play safety. We know that he can play nickel cornerback. He's a special teams, kind of a standout on special teams. So Lewis is a guy they trust. He is not Taron Johnson, though. We have to make that point. I mean, you mentioned Milano there, Matt, Ryan. I think they may have lost their two most talented players on defense in Matt Milano and Taron Johnson. I mean, to a man on this defense, the coaching staff, they consider Taron Johnson to be, if not the best nickel cornerback, certainly in the conversation in the NFL. And knowing what a challenging position that is to play and the way that opposing offenses sometimes will put their best receiver in the slot, that is, in my mind, I think that's the hardest position on defense to play is nickel cornerback. Taron Johnson does it as well as almost anyone in the league. The ability for the Bills to play a base nickel defense because of Taron Johnson and his strength in defending the run is really, really a testament to just how valuable he is for this team. Now, I want to point out that I think Cam Lewis did a really nice job stepping in. I think he had 9 tackles. He was second on the team in that to Terrell Bernard. Again, week in and week out, though, are they going to be able to do that? I think when you look ahead on the schedule, you've got more challenging receivers coming up. The job's only going to get tougher for Cam Lewis. You know, we'll all be anxiously awaiting here to see just the extent of this Taron Johnson injury. How long is he going to be out? You know, you hear forearm, and we don't want to speculate, but, you know, if there is a fracture there, you're probably looking at about a 6-week timeline, something like that. We'll hear more from Sean McDermott exactly on that in the next day or two. But right now, plan A is Cam Lewis. So far, so good in that regard. But this is a big absence for the Bills defense.
It is. And I, looking at the replay, I thought he got a little friendly fire. I think Taylor Rapp got him on that play over the middle, you know, sort of a bang-bang play. But, you know, when you lose a guy like Johnson who's so valuable, you know, the ripple effect. Okay, Cam Lewis moves up a notch. Jamarcus Ingram moves into the lineup as a dime player, played about a dozen snaps. Sean McDermott said afterwards he was one of the guys they thought about deactivating for this game. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, the dime player, that's Cole Bishop. Once he gets up to speed, that could be Mike Edwards if he doesn't start playing at safety. So, to me, that's where they have to, you know, figure out, okay, is dime the best decision moving forward? You know, can Cam Lewis, you know, be an effective run defender so they can still play their base nickel? So, this is a big injury in the moment. And it, you know, it's a big injury until there's some clarity, regardless of the time frame, for Johnson.
Yeah, you hate it for Taron Johnson too. He's really become not only a really impactful player on the field, but we heard a lot. You know, leadership has been a hot topic for this team, and you know, you lose Hyde and Poyer as we mentioned earlier, and Taron Johnson I think is one of those guys. Not voted a team captain, only 2 team captains, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if he was on that leadership council. He's a guy that's really respected in that room and has kind of found his voice as a leader. He's on the quiet side, but his play on the field speaks pretty loudly. Ryan, ultra-efficient performance yesterday by Josh Allen, 18 of 23 passing. I think, though, the number that really stands out to me, 10 targeted receivers, 9 different players, making at least one catch in the game. What did you think about the way that Josh Allen spread the ball around?
Well, you hear sayings throughout training camp. We've been around this league before. 95% of them are BS. They get thrown out the window. But, you know, one thing that the Bills did was the everybody eats thing. Well, everybody got to have a slice. And you mentioned those guys. 4 catches for Coleman to lead the way, all the way down to 1 catch for Kincaid. So they were able to do this with Dalton Kincaid only having 1 catch and 2 targets. Back to the lab for Joe Brady to start figuring that out. But what you saw during camp was a lot of intermediate to passes to all, you know, basically spread the field horizontally. And I thought that's what the Bills did a nice job of, you know, on 6 to 10 yards downfield. Didn't really mess with that. There are 3 or 4, but When Josh Allen threw 11 to 15 yards downfield, 5 of 6 for 82 and a touchdown, basically is the Cardinals were playing downfield with their safety. So I'm going to take what the defense gives me. Obviously a maturity point for Josh Allen, but I didn't have a lot of expectations for Keon Coleman, but he drew 2 penalties. He had the 28-yard catch. I had no expectations for Valdez-Scantling coming this game because we hadn't seen him at all. He's coming off the injury. He had 1 catch for 19 yards, got open on that deep post. That should have been a touchdown. Allen overshot him. So, you know, I think that's the most positive about this passing game is they were still able to make explosive plays without throwing the ball downfield. And even look at a guy like Ray Davis sort of, you know, threw it in the flat, broke a tackle, got 14. So that's, you know, this is the post-Stephon Diggs era is officially underway. I think it's going to be more of a narrative nationally than locally because we, you know, have a better grasp of what they're doing. But, you know, so Coleman, Valdez-Scantling, Shakur with a great touchdown in which he just weaved his way through traffic, got a couple key blocks. So I think that was a positive that everybody sort of got their feet wet in this opening game.
Yeah, a couple couple of points there that I really like. You used the word maturity, and I think that's exactly the right word for Josh Allen. We know that, you know, we heard it a lot last year that they're going to defend him with the two high safeties, and he has to stay patient and sort of take what the defense gives him. And I thought he did an excellent job of that. You know, you look at only 5 incompletions on the day, that would suggest that. And then Coleman, you know, makes the play downfield when it's there and when they had to have it. That was a huge catch. That was not an easy catch to make. And I thought, you know, I didn't know what to expect from Keon Coleman, honestly. I wasn't blown away by his summer. I didn't think he didn't play a ton in the preseason, obviously. But to lead the team in catches, to lead the team in targets and in yards, I think was a really good sign. If you want to nitpick something, you're certainly going to nitpick the usage of Dalton Kincaid, where he was drafted, the expectations for him. That's something that Joe Brady is going to have to figure out. But, you know, it's hard to complain with 34 points, with 4 total touchdowns from your quarterback, and with 9 different guys catching a pass, because, you use that everybody eats, wordage that they used throughout training camp, and that was certainly on display in week one.
Yeah, you got to figure Kincaid will get going. They just, you know, have to scheme it up for him. And then Curtis Samuel, coming off that toe injury, played, you know, 15, 17 snaps. So yeah, this was probably a test run for Curtis on a short week. Maybe you see more of him on Thursday night against Miami. So quick turnaround. Game one in the books. Thursday night, Bills at Dolphins. Both teams 1-0. Thank you, everybody, for listening or watching to this maiden episode of Further Review. Me and Jay will be back Friday with a second episode reviewing the Bills and the Dolphins game. So for that, for Jay, myself, thanks for listening.